Cutting the Wire is a masterful collaboration between photographer Bruce Berman and poets Ray Gonzalez and Lawrence Welsh. Their book offers us a way to look again, to really look at the border between Mexico and the United States. Berman's visual investigations of the everyday realities of the border, detention centers, smelter town cemeteries, kids playing along a river levee, descanso, a crosses on telephone poles for the disappeared, are exactly the stuff the poetry of Gonzalez and Welsh is made of. Here to tell us about Cutting the Wire is poet Lawrence Welsh. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thanks for having me.
So is this the first time you work with these two, with Ray and with Bruce?
Yes. When I moved to town just about 25 years ago, I soon discovered Ray's work and Bruce's work, and I fell in love with it. And I dreamed of one day, maybe if I could have or would come up in the literary world, that maybe I could approach them about a book. And this is, I did approach them, and I did come up a bit in the literary world.
So it took you 25 years?
Yeah, it's taken, you know, it's taken a long time. I've been writing every day for 35 years since I was trained as a daily newspaper reporter in Los Angeles. In 2011, the University of New Mexico Press put out my new and selected works, and it won about 4 major literary awards. And then I kind of got up the courage, and Ray Gonzalez had done a real favorable review of the book in the Bloomsbury Review. So I contacted him, and I knew Bruce Berman loosely, and I asked them if they would want to work on a book together that would be an homage to El Paso and the borderlands.
Now, you're not from here, but you could say you're from here now.
I think so. El Paso is a place that I love so dearly. I moved here July 4th, 1994, so this upcoming July 4th will be my 25th anniversary in El Paso.
So you've been here 25 years. Tell us, what's the same and what's different?
Wow, that's really fascinating. In some ways, without being too touchy-feely, El Paso has been home for me. You know, Georgia O'Keeffe, the great painter, said that 50% of the work for you is done just by being in the Southwest.
Mm-hmm.
And so El Paso has been this place that I just love. I go out in the desert, I write, I study the language, I watch the people, I throw myself open to the desert mesas, I walk the train tracks. I've been doing all those things for 25 years and writing every day. And in some ways, I see El Paso kind of a little bit also as being a very hallucinatory place.
Right. You chose us.
Yes.
And you came to us from Los Angeles, which whoever's in Los Angeles that you left behind probably can't believe that you would choose us over them. But why did you choose us over them?
Well, I got accepted into the MFA Creative Writing Department at UTEP in the 90s, and I had already, after working as a journalist and an editor in Los Angeles, I had started publishing some fiction and quite a bit of poetry, and I was in my early 30s, and I thought, this is the jumping off point. I want to dedicate the rest of my life to creative writing, and I got accepted to UTEP, and I came out here. For the first 5 years when I lived here, people would always call me from Los Angeles and say, when are you moving home, Larry? When are you moving home? We're waiting for you to move home. And I finally told them, I'm never moving home.
You are home.
Yeah, El Paso's my home.
Cutting the Wire is this very, very specific look at the border. And for those who are not familiar with Bruce or Ray's work, what would you tell them? Because those of us that are familiar understand what's in here.
Bruce Berman is the greatest photographer on the border, in my humble opinion. When I discovered his work 25 years ago, nobody was photographing the border like Bruce Berman. By then, he was shooting for the Chicago Tribune. He was shooting for the New York Times. He was shooting for most of the European publications. And his work is so gritty and it's so real. Around that time, I discovered the poetry and fiction and essays of Ray Gonzalez. Ray Gonzalez grew up here, graduated from Coronado in 1970, and he writes about the desert like no one else. I see him as one of the true Godfather Chicano poets, and he's a gigantic deal to me as a friend and as a mentor and as a writer.
Now, what about the process of putting it together? How did that go about? Did you all collect your works, or did you talk about a theme? Or
yeah, I sent my work to Ray, and he chose the poems he liked, and he sent me his work, and I chose those poems. And then we brought in Bruce Berman, and then we were all overwhelmed. We had no idea.
Too many options?
Yeah, what we were going to do with these photos and poems. And my wife, Lisa McNeil, who's a local El Pasoan, graduated from El Paso High. She's a professor at El Paso Community College like me. She came into my workroom one day and said, "What are you doing, Larry?" And I was staring at this stack of poems and photos. And I said, "I'm overwhelmed." And she said, "Let me help." And she served as the editor of the book. And without her, I don't think there would be any book. She's the local who knew how to put everything together. She's a brilliant writer. She's a very smart woman. She's the love of my life. And she put the whole book together.
Something about that attention to detail that you needed at that time, huh?
Yeah, we were overwhelmed. I think we were all too close to it.
Yeah.
And I was trying to come up with a title, and normally I'm pretty good at titles. And then Ray came up with Cutting the Wire, and we were like, that's it. And then, you know, we rolled from there. The book's been 6 years in the making. We had a contract with another university press that fell apart, and then we're really blessed that the University of New Mexico Press saw the worth in it, and they decided to take on the book.
The cover image is a windshield with a hole through it, the rock or a ball, who knows what came through it. Why did you decide on that image for your
cover? It's a very strong image. It's an old DeSoto pickup truck. I believe that image is from Derry, Airy, New Mexico, and it's just a fantastic image. You can see the desert through the broken window. I don't want to say as a punk, but my whole life I've been fascinated with broken glass. I still am.
Yeah.
I love the things that are smashed. I'll find beer bottles in the desert that are smashed, and I'll walk around them. And I don't know what it is, but I love smashed glass.
What would you say, especially now, right? We're in these times where there are stories being told about our border, but then you have people like you and Ray and Bruce and the rest of us that live here that know the truth. How would you describe our border too?
I don't know if I have the best insights on it. I've been writing about it for 25 years. I'm very close to it, and I love it. I love the people. I've been teaching for, you know, 20 years at the community college. I taught at UTEP. I love the people. I love the language. I love the sights. I love the images. I love the smells. I know we have challenges here. I love the railroad tracks. I love the different neighborhoods. I love La Calavera. I love Smeltertown. You know, all these things I write about. I love the Rio Grande River. And I hang out in these places, and I stay in these places. So I'm very, very close to them. It's very, very special to me. And it's just a place that is really in my blood and in my soul.
What do you think it was that drew you like that? Because some people will see us and they just see brown and barren dust. But then there's people that really see us, and you see the unique plants. You can smell it,
yes.
Right? It's different.
Yes.
Everybody's nice to each other around here.
Awesome.
What do you see?
There's a couple of things. Dagoberto Gelb, the great Chicano writer, said that El Paso was, or is, he called it East L.A. And so when I originally heard that, I don't know if it's because I spent 34 years in Los Angeles and I grew up in South Central L.A., but my whole life I've been surrounded by a very, very heavy Mexican and Chicano culture, and I don't make any appropriations about anything. I'm a first-generation Irish-American. My mother was right from Ireland, but it's really a part of me, and so when I came out to El Paso, it felt like home in some ways, or another home. And then all the years teaching here, almost every single one of my students has some sort of story about L.A. or a cousin in L.A. or a relative in L.A., and so do I. So maybe that's the whole story in itself, that it's El Paso, L.A., L.A., El Paso. They're both my home in some way.
It is a common journey. I mean, I remember as a kid, because like you, I grew up in South Central as well, and we would drive back and forth. And we were never coming to El Paso. We were going to Juarez. But you know the route. You know the gas stations. You know when you're almost there. You know all these things,
yeah.
And you can see the landscape starting to change. And then the food, and then the people, and the loudness, and the life. I'd say there's a lot of similarities between the Irish and Mexicans as far as dancing and partying and eating and all of that, don't you think?
Absolutely. Every Christmas Eve in South Central Los Angeles, the Molinas would come to our house, and they would bring tamales every Christmas Eve. My father would have the Irish whiskey, and my mother would have the homemade Irish soda bread. And they were our best friends, the Molinas, the Montoyas, the Gonzalez. These were all the people we ran around with in South Central Los Angeles. And it was also rooted deeply in Catholicism.
Mm-hmm.
We were all part of St. Michael's Catholic Church. And yeah, the Irish and the Mexicans, you know, so much. You know, there's the San Patricio Brigade statue in Mexico City. And these were the Irish martyrs who fought for Mexico during the Mexican-American War, and they were right from Ireland, and they were hung for fighting for Mexico as Irishmen.
There it is, right?
Yeah.
There's that beautiful relationship that's always been there.
Yeah, it's really heavy.
Well, tell us about your book. So if one would like to get a copy of Cutting the Wire.
We had a big signing Saturday at Literarity on the West Side. If you haven't been to Literarity Bookstore in Pepper Tree Square, it's just an amazing place. We need to support that bookstore as El Pasoans. They have a bunch of signed copies there that you can buy. You can also get it, of course, online. You can get it from the University of New Mexico Press. And then in the future, we're going to do some readings at Barnes & Noble. But I'd advise everyone to get out to Literarity, 5411 North Mesa, Pepper Tree Square, and support that independent bookstore because it really is an incredible place.
And there you have it. Today, my guest has been Lawrence Welsh. He is one third of the authors of Cutting the Wire. It's a collaboration between Ray Gonzalez, Lawrence, and Bruce Berman. You can find your copy of Cutting the Wire at Literarity Bookshop. Thank you so much for coming to State of the Arts.
Thanks so much for having me.